You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. Are you ready to blab with me? Grab a front row seat as I adventure through motherhood, build my career, and not lose my shit. This podcast is a place for women to come together and relate through the highs and lows of business and motherhood, keep it real, and learn some new business tips and tricks while inspiring each other to do the dang thing. So close your eyes and take a deep breath, mama. You found us. It might not always be pretty, but you can count on one thing. We are in this hot mess together. Can I share with you one of my biggest time-saving tips? We know our time is precious, and especially as we head into summer, our working hours seem to get smaller and smaller. And creating content is a major part of growing your business, but it likely isn't your full-time job. So why does it feel like every time you sit down to work on your business, you're working in some kind of content creation? If you're tired of constantly wondering what to post or what to talk about, if you want to grow your visibility, stand out, and attract new clients, but you want to do so in a way that doesn't consume every minute of your business, I've got something for you, and it kicks off in July. Head to the link in the show notes and check out my content summer camp, where I teach you how to shake things up, streamline your content creation process, and help you work through creating your 3-month content plan backed with 30 days of mentorship and support. Welcome back to Boss Ladies and Babies. We are in June, how exciting. And as we head into summer, it's so important that we have a plan for our lives and for our businesses. We want to make sure that we spend time with our kiddos. We want to be able to enjoy the summer. And we also want to keep our business momentum and not let it fall off because we are enjoying living our life. The goal is really to be able to live life and to build our businesses, to scale back your schedule while scaling up your profit. And the best way to make this happen is by creating a dang plan. Will the plan always stick? Nope. Should we create it anyway? Yep. And it is 100% okay to pivot on the plan. I do sort of feel like I've cracked the code on my summer strategy, and I have a really good plan in place right now. I could not feel better heading into this hectic season. And this month, I'm dedicated to sharing all of my secrets so that you can scale through the summer right alongside me. Plus, make the irreplaceable memories with your kids that you only have 18 summers to do. Plus, have some time for you. Does this sound too good to be true? It's not, I promise. It just takes some out-of-the-box thinking, some creative planning, and a little bit of support. I've got a plan, and I'm happy to walk you through it. So before we get into it, I have to give you a little bit of a recap from my live event that just happened a few days ago at the time of me recording this. I have been dreaming of creating something like this for literally years, and my dream came true last week. I cannot even believe that this is real life. So let me set the scene for you. We had this event at a new photography studio in the area called Studio Hansen. It is the most beautiful space with beautiful handcrafted farm tables, sheer white curtains covering the full windows in the front of the space, the cutest decor, couches and plants and chairs. Oh my gosh, just the best vibe in this space. Beautiful, light, bright, airy, wonderful space. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, I've partnered up with two of my friends here in the area, one of them being my oldest friend, Ashley, who we have been friends since high school. And we split ways for a little bit as adults, and we reconnected, and we happened to live very close to each other after she's moved all around. Her husband's in the military, and so they've moved all around. She ended up back here just 6 minutes from my house. It's like a total full circle moment. And she has been so gracious to partner on this dream of mine with me. And the second girl is Sophie. And Sophie is my newest friend. And I actually met her on Facebook. And she's part of the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters. We knew we lived in the same general area. We had been connecting for about a year over Facebook. And then we realized we also lived very close to each other, like with less than 10 minutes from each other. And so when I was thinking about how can I start to take the forward momentum steps to make this dream of mine come true, these two women instantly came to mind. And it's so great that I get to create something like this with my oldest friend and my newest friend and just bring them together and bring all of these incredible boss ladies in my area together to support each other and just build this beautiful thing. So the scene has been set. So this was our first event, our first networking event that we paired with a content creation workshop. And I wanted to teach this workshop. Now, I have never taught a workshop in real life. I've done tons of workshops on Zoom. I have spoke at summits through Zoom. I teach on the podcast all the time, but I had never stood up in front of a room of people with eager eyes, willing to learn, listening to me speak. And I was so excited. We sold out our event. We sold almost 30 tickets. We had 20 tickets available and we had a few overflow. So we sold all of our tickets plus some, which first of all is amazing and incredible. And I am so proud. And all of these amazing, strong, successful business women came together into this beautiful space that I set the scene for this thing that myself and my two friends have created and sat and listened to me teach. And it was the most magical moment of my life. I have never felt more in my element. I have never felt more proud and more excited to share the things that I feel so passionate about and the expertise that I can bring. And after the workshop that we did, people broke off into groups and started creating their own content. And then we moved into networking and the food was incredible. We had people contributing food for this event. We had a photographer there contributing her time to take headshots and photos during this event. It was literally everything I could have dreamed of and then some. And we're going to be doing this once a month, which I am so, so, so excited about. I still cannot believe this is real. Like, I'm still recovering from this event because it just was so powerful. And the connections that I made, the women that I met, the women who were so incredible to come and join in on this and check us out and be there and support us. Like, I'm just beyond thankful. And I feel like I could ramble about this whole episode, which is not what this episode is about, but I wanted to just fill you guys in because I've been talking about this for a while and it finally happened and it could not have gone better. And so I really wanted to dive into this because creating this local networking community is actually a big piece of my summer profit plan. Not that I'm necessarily creating this to bring in profit, but like the fuel behind this and the motivation behind creating this space is not for profit. It's for connections. It's for community. It's for finding a way to get out of the house and thinking outside of this digital box, because social media is so consuming and it was incredibly refreshing and inspiring to change things up a little bit and get out from behind my screens. Not to mention, there's a whole world of people out there who don't have online businesses and are just as excited about learning about this world as we are about sharing it. And I don't know about you, but as an online business owner, I get so used to the lingo or jargon, the operations of the online business world and keeping up with what everyone else is doing in their businesses on social media. And it can just get so consuming, so overwhelming that I totally forgot that not everyone knows this stuff like the back of their hand like I do. And I love teaching. So to be able to get in front of an audience who is ready and excited to learn about the ins and outs of the things that I'm an expert on, the things that feel easy and normal and like everyday stuff to me, talk about a boost in confidence, talk about just a rush of adrenaline. And you know that feeling that you get when you're providing value, when you're teaching somebody something and you can see how valuable it is to them. Man, that feels really great. So when I talk about networking as part of my summer profit plan, it's about how you can get out there and make these connections and show that you're an expert in what you do. And who do these people know who might be interested in what you do? And who do those people know who might be interested in what you do? And how can you just start to get these conversations going with people in real life outside of the digital world? So let's talk a bit about attraction strategy, because this is really where it's at. To bring in profit, we have to be able to get in front of people. Not only the people who have been around for a while, but new people, fresh eyes, the right people. The people who are excited about what it is that you have to offer, the people who are ready to buy from you. So how do you do this? I'll tell you this. You don't do this by just throwing stuff out there and crossing your fingers and hoping that it works. It's about having a detailed plan that you can track and you can tweak. And since summer is a hectic time, I'm going all in on my attraction plan because it feels fun to me and it's realistic for the season that I'm living in right now. So the first part of my client attraction plan is the local community, the Olympia Boss Society, because networking is so powerful. And if you do it in your community outside of the digital streets, it's going to change things up. We kind of talked about this already, but people are so excited to get out of the house. They're excited to get back into the world after COVID. And there is a real need for human interaction and connection right now. This is what people want right now. So if you want to make a change and meet new people, it's time to get out there and network. And you don't have to create a group like I did or plan an event like I did. You just need to get out of the house and think about ways that you can meet some people. Then think about what happens after you make those new connections. How are you going to keep in touch? How are you going to provide value to these new connections and continue to nurture and grow your new relationships? Collabs are another big part of my client attraction plan this summer. And this is more back into the digital world, or it can even be with these people that you meet out there in real life. But I'm talking about freebie swaps and bundles and speaking at summits and being a guest on podcasts, thinking about what I can do to get in front of other people's audiences by providing the things that I already have. Right now in summer, and I would venture to guess that you feel the same, I don't have time to create something new from scratch, but I have a ton of already created stuff that's super valuable and it can be shared with a whole new audience. So this is the epitome of working smarter, not harder. And it is my number one goal for the next 3 months. You don't have to create something new to make an impact. You just need to get new eyes on it. And back to that connection piece, I feel like everyone wants to collaborate now. People are excited. Everyone is feeling the vibes of community over competition and let's support each other and women supporting women. So who can you team up with? You might even meet someone to collab with when you get out there and you network. I mean, the possibilities of who you can partner up with right now are literally endless. And speaking of not creating anything new, another part of my attraction plan is repurposing my old stuff for masterclasses or pop-up offers and launching. I'm basically in the camp of if I have it, I'm putting it back out there this summer and just seeing what happens. And cycling through all of my old content. P.S. You can do this for posting and content creation too. You can repost old things that you've used in the past. This is a great way to see what the people in my audience and the people I'm attracting are excited about without putting in the time to create a whole new thing. Take the data from the summer, see what you put out there that you already had, what worked, what didn't, if people used it, did they like it, and then use all of that data when it is the right season to create again. You can take pieces of the things that you already had that people enjoyed to create a whole new thing when the season shifts again. Really focusing on spending time educating and providing value through the summer, and you're going to see the results come fall. Because you are going to be putting the time in, the time that you have while you're still spending time with your family and enjoying the summer to really build that know, like, and trust factor. And you're going to be on fire when it's time for you to get back into business and not necessarily living in this attraction kind of world like I'm doing this summer. And the last part I want to chat about today about my attraction plan is just making the ask. Straight up telling my audience who I'm looking for and how I want to help them. Like, I am looking for somebody who is trying to scale their business, who is feeling stuck, who is sick of DIYing things, who doesn't want to treat their business like a hobby, who's ready to invest in the growth of their business. If you know this person, send them my way. Or does this sound like you? Let's have a conversation. Let's chat about how I can help you. Showing up and sharing what you're offering and what you want to teach someone is going to stand out. So just make the ask. It feels funny, but it works and it's not skeezy or salesy. I mean, you run a business, everybody knows that you're trying to sell something. So why not just show up and be real and say, like, this is what I do and this is the person I can help. If you know that person, let's talk. If you are that person, let's talk. Now, I'm not sure why at this point I feel the need to say your vibe attracts your tribe, but I know it's very millennial of me to say it is completely true. When it comes to client attraction, it's all about what you put out there. Who do you want to attract and what can you do for them? Journal on it, girl, and then get out there and make that summer magic happen. Okay, this is just a piece of my summer profit plan, and I'm going to keep sharing this month so we can scale together. But if you want to chat more about this, if you have questions or you want to bounce ideas off me or just want my feedback on something that you might be working on or what things to repurpose or how to get out there in the community, I'm an open book. So send me a message with the word summer and I'll send you a link to my calendar. We can hop on a call. I want you to have the best summer ever and I am here to support you. And until next time, you've got this, mamas. Stay bossy. I love this podcast so much, and I am so excited that we are on season 5 of the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast. Some of you have been with me since the beginning. Some of you might be new listeners, but either way, I am so thankful for this space and this community and for you following along on my journey. Also, I'm so thankful that you inspire me every single day just by being here. I love connecting with and supporting other moms who are growing their businesses while raising their babies. And I couldn't do any of this without you. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave me a quick review over on Apple Podcasts. I know you're a busy mom. I know you've got a lot to do. It won't take much. Just a quick emoji or a couple sentences is all we need to help get more eyes on this podcast, to connect with and inspire even more women, to grow our community together. I would be so thankful. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that quick review, and let's keep this show growing. Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you like this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.